Missy.
Here she is.
Peter Schmidt has been in the game 55 years. At least he was. This is the first year he's leased out all of his paddocks. And if he had to pick a year to do it, he reckons this is it. Overall, he describes a disaster. But even as we drive around the local area here at Youngvale, about 25k south of Warracknabeal, everyone's got a different story. Some actually good, some bad, and too many that are just horrific.
That's been sprayed off.
And what was it?
That was a wheat paddock last year. Another bloke that decided that it was going to be a tough year, so he wasn't going to sow the whole farm.
Well, you look at the lost income of a patch like that. That's a big hit before you even start.
Yeah. But, you know, blokes got the message that it was going to be tough, so they didn't sow. And it cost you a lot of money. It cost you somewhere around about $120 an acre to put it there. And, you know, if you weigh it up, $120 an acre, and you're only getting, say, 40 back, you're going down the tube badly. So they've opted the other way and said, well, bugger it, we won't do it. We'll just pull the pin on it. It's paid off. Like, he's going to be that far in front. It's a gutsy decision to make. And if it had rained at the right time, he would have lost thousands too. But that's the luck of the draw. It's your decision. You've got to make it.
Have you seen a lot of bad decisions around hay cutting and people that have tried to hold
on? No, I haven't. I would have cut more down if it had been my place. I think other chaps perhaps should have cut down more country than they have. But
how many have around here? Because we're quite south. You know, we're south of Warracknabeal.
Yeah, there's not a lot cut down between here and Warracknabeal, really. Not a lot. There's been a bit cut down because they reckon it's frosted. Other blokes reckon it's not going to finish, so they've cut it down.
And so what, at this stage of growth, now it's about quality, isn't it?
It is. It's about quality. And if you don't get rain, you're not going to see quality. It'll be just shriveled up grain. You know, like canary seed, well, you can't sort of give it away. It doesn't make a lot of money sort of thing. Now, this is a magic crop of barley. You see how it's going. You know, I think this bloke's done a marvellous job. It's going to fill. There's no arguing about that. Pick that one, Fraser. Now, see, that's as full as a gug. You know, that's beautiful. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
And what about the effect of the heat from now on?
It'll just ripen.
Right.
It'll just ripen. On a dry season, the sandy, loamy countries and your creek country doesn't take a lot of moisture to keep them damp sort of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas all that Kalkee Plains and back home, it just evaporates that quick, whereas the sand seems to wet up a lot easier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So there's 24 grains in every head. This could go possibly 16 bags.
And what's that, tonnes to the hectare?
That's bags to the acre. Yeah, see, I told you I was getting old the time I got out of the trade.
But that's quite good, is it?
Yeah,
How many bags to the acre would you expect on a good year?
I'd say he's having a good year.
What Peter hasn't showed me is a single decent pulse crop. There's nothing sorrier around here than the withered patches of lentils and beans. We're now standing in one of those lentil crops, and next to it is an even sadder patch of vetch.
There's two lentils to that pod. There's a few on there. Not a lot, but there's a few on there.
So how do you rate this crop?
Well, that's frosted, that one. Oh, you might get a bag and a half, perhaps an acre.
And what do you usually get again?
Oh, well, you can get up to 10, 12 bags, if you're lucky.
So this is a tenth of the
year. Yeah, that's right. And you've got to get under the little buggers and cut them off and get them in the header too, which could be a bit of a concern.
What else can you do with your lentils?
Well, what can you do with them? Sheep really don't like them that much. I don't know.
Could it actually be a loss to harvest this?
Could be. We'll walk around into this vetch while we're here. You know, you sort of, it's bloody sad, but, well, that's what happens. Like, that's what farming's all about. It's just one of those things. You see, there's not a pod to be sighted there.
So if this was a good year, what would this look like?
Oh, you'd shut it in the door of the ute. I sprayed a paddock out one year, a vetch, and I can drive over it and I can shut my door on the ute and it'd pull out all the way through the paddock.
Describe this for us.
It was up to my knees. Well, this is buggered. Like, this is just... It's not a pod to be sighted.
Cutting this for hay?
Well, he should have.
And it's too late.
Well, yes, it is now. It's bugging. You know, I feel for these guys. Like, they pay big money and...
You must have had years where you lost out.
Oh, yeah.
And then the good ones balance it all out?
They do, yeah.
Because you didn't stop because of these ups and downs. You stopped because you're just old.
No, I just decided it was time I pulled the pin. Well, my health wasn't that wonderful. It's a lot better now. I'd be prepared to go again now, but I've not.
You're done.
I'm done.